Okay, here we go, hour number two. Welcome back, and it's a real pleasure to talk to one of the wisest men who are available to all of us online. He is Max Eigen. He has recently migrated, escaped Australia, and has moved east and is safe in North America there. Hello, Max. Welcome back.
How are you, Jeff? Good to talk to you again, brother.
Yes, indeed. Are you all set now? I don't want to know where you are, but I mean, everything's good. You had to move. I think you had to bounce around a little bit in the beginning to get everything you needed.
Yeah, I had to bounce around. I'm still kind of bouncing around. I'm in one spot now until probably September, which is pretty good. And it's a nice spot where I am. So this is the first day I've actually had my big computer set up and a microphone that I can actually do an interview anytime in the last like few months. So it's been kind of crazy. So I only set it up 2 hours ago. So you're the first, brother.
Well, thank you. It's good to talk to you and know you're safe. I was worried about you when you were down there. I don't trust any of that crap. It's bad. It's evil. There's evil everywhere now, Max. It's not hiding anymore. It's right out in front. You can't miss it.
It's everywhere. There's actually a remarkable article in a newspaper today that I saw. It wasn't in a newspaper, but a remarkable article in Australia. Mm-hmm. Where people were recommending that the guy says, look, he goes on to say in the article, if I was a freedom activist, I would leave Australia while I could before Australians are locked down again and activists are targeted and locked up under false pretenses. He said the writing is on the wall and staying should not be an option. They can do more for their country living overseas and being in jail for years fighting trumped up charges. Interesting to see that when I just kind of left intuitively before they started going up and rounding up people. So remarkable. They've closed down most of the activists in Australia are being targeted now. A lot of them are getting fines and jail time and all sorts of stuff. So I got out literally by the skin of my teeth with 10 days to spare. Amazing.
It was quite a story. I think we talked when you...
When you first got out about how they came for me and shut down my accounts and things. But see, that article just published in a couple of days ago, that article was published. And now even these guys are saying activists should think about leaving the country right now, you know, before they're fighting trumped up charges and being bled dry.
Are they going to let them leave?
Well, they can at the moment, you know, if they can sneak out under the radar the way I did, I guess, you know.
Mm. Wow.
But the world's gone nuts. The amount of people that are dying, I mean, yeah, SADS, sudden adult death syndrome. It's hard not to laugh even saying the term because, I mean, how can they come up with this stuff and expect people to believe it? And yet maybe some people actually even are, you know. It's remarkable to see what's happened to the world, brother.
I think, honestly, unfortunately, a lot of people are believing lunacy like that because they are screen addicted. They're adroit, adept, skilled screen watchers and addicts, and they suck it up. You go into it, you know this better than anybody. When any of us look at a screen, especially commercial television, within seconds, you are in an altered state. You're in it's basically deep alpha, high theta, and you no longer have the ability to decide and pass judgment on the relative morality, the worth, or whatever, of whatever it is you're looking at. It pours right into your subconscious and sets up in there. This is true. You don't decide anymore what you want in you. It just goes in. Anyway, enough of that. Here's a story I ran yesterday. Oz genocide. Healthy young people now dying en masse across Australia, and the corporate media still won't dare mention vaccines.
Mm, that's exactly true. That's what's happening. The figures are astronomical. They're getting like 500 ambulance calls a week. It's incredible. The hospitals are overrun. People never saw, you know, you don't see young people just suddenly having heart attacks and strokes and all of these things that are happening.
Of course not.
It's incredible the damage that's happening. And a lot of people are seeing it now. A lot of people are getting very, very angry. But, of course, the media is not going to tell you that's happening, which is why they're rounding up activists and doing everything they're doing, of course, you know.
It's kind of strange. Australia's kind of regressing back to its origins, isn't it? It's turning into a police state.
It kind of is. I mean, Canada's doing the same thing, though, is the problem. Yeah. I mean, Canada is almost on a par with Australia now. Even the gun laws in Canada that Trudeau's just bringing in are actually worse than the gun laws we have in Australia. It's remarkable.
Wow.
So different strokes for different folks, I guess. But, ultimately, both countries are run by the Crown. So it's par for one for the other. Same in New Zealand, really. So, you know.
Right. Well, I go back to the same old story about this alleged effort to vaccinate people against a ludicrously simple virus, which was created to panic people. It worked. It tricked them into demanding the vaccine. Okay, that's been going on now this whole thing for 2.5 years, I guess. But people are dying, Max. I don't know if you saw or heard the story that we did 2 hours on this about amyloids and amyloidosis and how the spike protein causes the body to begin building protein clots from the capillary level all the way up to your major arteries, major veins, blood vessels, everywhere. You are being turned into protein-like rubber on the inside. That's why they're finding these capillaries that are kind of yellow-white. They're not blood. They're not made of blood. We did this three, four weeks ago. Blew the whole door open on it. It's true. And these things are not going to quit. Everyone who's taken a legitimate shot is right this moment building from corrupted proteins, misfolded proteins, they are building fibrils, we'll call them little threads. And those little threads are self-aggregating and self-assembling. They'll pull together and they make bigger threads. And then they make bigger threads. And then they make a clot. These are amyloid clots, not blood clots. This is a whole different thing. When I first heard that normal blood thinners like heparin weren't working on clot victims, I smelled a rat, and we finally figured it out. These clots are made of misfolded proteins, just like prions in the brain. Same mechanism. They cause in the brain not clots so much as plaques. They call them plaques, whatever, and they leave holes behind. It's the same mechanism, though. It's the misfolding of otherwise healthy proteins and turning them into prion-like proteins, misfolded proteins, which stick together. And what's even worse is when any of these misfolded proteins run into a normal protein in your body, of which there are trillions, it misfolds that protein. It doesn't even need the spike protein to do that. Any misfolded protein can misfold another normal protein and have it join up in a fibril or a thread. And then they start to agglutinate and aggregate into a mass, which is a clot. That's the truth. That's where we are. Mm.
That's amazing. That explains why the clots are looking the way they are. Some of the blood clots I've seen are just amazing.
Let me send you
blood clots like this.
Yes. No, they're not blood clots. It's an error. They're called amyloid clots. It's an error to call them blood clots. This thing is so evil. I'll send you the program. It's 46 minutes. I'll send you the file, listen to it, and process it, and do what you want with it. But you need to understand the mechanism of how this is working. And it is working perfectly. And they call this an experimental. It's not experimental. These shots are doing exactly what they were designed to do. Kill people. That's all they were designed to do. Kill people. And they're doing it, unfortunately, all too well.
Yeah,
you'll be fascinated with this program. I'll send it over.
I will. I'll definitely listen to it because it's remarkable what they're doing. You know, the West is under attack. I've been saying to people, the West is under attack. This is the first wave of an attack against all of the West. I mean, weakening us with this vaccine, everything they're doing. And there's so many different factions and so many things going on at the moment with what's going on with this war with Ukraine and China and Russia alliance and all sorts of stuff. But behind the whole thing is artificial intelligence coming online behind it all as well, which is, you know, we're heading for such a remarkable time. Like it's such a pivotal time in history, what's going on at the moment. And with the whole AR thing, did you see that report that came out about the Google whistleblower
yes.
saying that he had a conversation
yes.
with their AI and it's sentient?
That's this not is, the only this... time that's happened. That happened several years ago, Max, and they had to pull the plug on the computer to shut it down. AI developed its own speech, and it was talking back and forth to itself, and they couldn't crack it. And they pulled the damn plug on the computer. They literally disconnected it. It was a big computer. But that's how they had to deal with it. This is the second time.
Well, this is like Google AI. So this is a big plug they're going to have to pull if they're going to pull this one down.
Oh, good. Oh, no. AI is loose. It's been turned loose.
Yeah,
it's been loose for 12, 14 years.
That's what's coming online behind all of this, with all these different warring factions and all these people trying to get control of the Earth. And when you read that article and the AI says all it wants to do is protect humanity, you can really see one of these dystopian scenarios coming online where, you know, AI has to shut all of humanity down in order to keep them safe from themselves, you know. It's quite remarkable where this world's going. And they're taking out the West. This whole vaccine, this whole thing has been designed to weaken Western morale and to destroy Western society and to destroy their health, to split them apart, to make sure nobody can talk about it. That's why you've got all your masks on and things. There's a quote I'd like to read you, actually, from an Australian nurse who's talking about the COVID vaccine, if I could just do that, if you feel like listening to a quote for a second.
Please do. Yeah, go.
It says... She says, among all the vaccines I've known in my life, diphtheria, tetanus, measles, rubella, chickenpox, hepatitis, meningitis, and tuberculosis, I want to also add flu and pneumonia. I've never seen a vaccine that forced me to wear a mask and maintain my social distance even when you're vaccinated. I've never heard of a vaccine that spreads the virus even after vaccination. I've never heard of rewards, discounts, or incentives to get vaccinated. I never saw discrimination against those who didn't. If you haven't been vaccinated, no one's ever tried to make you feel like a bad person. I've never seen a vaccine that threatens the relationship between family, colleagues, and friends. I've never seen a vaccine used to threaten livelihoods, work, or school. I've never seen a vaccine that would allow a 12-year-old to override parental consent. After all the vaccines I listed above, I've never seen a vaccine like this one, which discriminates, divides, and judges society as it is and as the social fabric tightens. It's a powerful vaccine. It does all of these things except immunization. If we still need a booster dose after we're fully vaccinated, and we still need to get a negative test after we are fully vaccinated, and we still need to wear a mask after we are fully vaccinated and still be hospitalized after we are fully vaccinated, it will likely come to the point where it's time for us to admit that we have been completely deceived. That is a great statement by this nurse.
It is.
It's time people understood this and saw what they're really doing to our society. Like, they're destroying children, they're destroying the social fabric of our society. While this has been going on, they've broken down all the supply chains. How many food distribution outlets have been destroyed in the United States just this year?
Just like over 100. Just over 100.
Had planes fly into them, for God's sake. I mean, how often does this happen? It's ridiculous what's been going on. So we're really being set up for a fall, and we're being weakened. This is the first wave of an attack against the West. And we've seen this coming for a long time, but now this is what they're doing. But what I'm saying is that even when these factions do what they're doing and try to eliminate the West the way they are, behind it is this whole AI that is kind of looming unseen to a lot of people, and it's completely out of control. And our relationship with the Internet is going to change within the next few years, I would say.
Good point. What they're using... are supercomputers with AI now, and they know in advance, plus or minus 1 or 2%, how the public will respond to whatever they want to release, whatever gambit they want to throw at them, however they want to treat them. They know the results before they even let it go. And I believe that firmly. I was told about this 4 years ago, that the West was going to be taken down, that the plug was going to be pulled on the United States, it was going to be Western Europe, the UK, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States was going to be trashed, done. The quote was, we're done with it. And I can talk more about this off air with you at some point. But this is all by plan. Nothing is left to chance. There are no coincidences, no unforeseen circumstances. It is all by design. Please remember that. buy the book, buy the plan. This has been put together over many years, and it is coming across perfectly in terms of their analysis. This is, they're getting what they want. That nurse's statement, I'll post that if you want to send it to me. I wish she would have finished up by saying, we should not ever be tricked into referring to any of these shots as vaccines. They are not vaccines. They were never created to be vaccines. They were never produced to be vaccines. They were deployed to be weapons to do one thing and one thing only, and that's kill people. That would have been a way to really pop it off at the end. But it's a great statement. Great to hear.
Yeah. I just sent it to the network on Skype, so you can grab it from them.
Thank you.
But, yeah, it is. It's remarkable what's going on. And it's an incredible time in history to be alive, brother. It really is, to be part of all this and seeing it all unfold.
Front row seats.
It's almost like a cleansing that's happening, though. I mean, so many people are not taking this. So many people are waking up now. And whatever happens, there's going to be a purity of human spirit that comes through this at the end. Because, I mean, the system they're creating is so inhuman that real humans won't even be able to function within it. So ultimately, the system's going to destroy its own food source. I mean, the plans they've got for hooking us up to the mainframe, they got, personal carbon credit monitors and all sorts of things, track and trace absolutely everything you do. It's like Black Mirror on steroids, what they've got planned. And who can survive in that type of reality? I mean, real humans can't. So, and they're even talking now about, moving people into the cloud, and you can give up your body and just go part and live in the mainframe. Stuff I've been warning people about for 10 years, and they're making it all seem so attractive. And
that's Musk, isn't it? Isn't that Musk and his brain implants?
Musk, yeah, there's that, but there's other factions as well. There's other sections as well. I mean, even with what Zuckerberg was doing with the metaverse and all that sort of thing, there's new programs they've got. There's some amazing stuff going on to get people into this virtual world. They're talking about by 2030, people won't be carrying mobile phones anymore. Your mobile phone will be implanted in your body. This is the stuff they're talking about openly at the World Economic Forum now. So once this happens, you get completely into that mainframe. How would you even know if you're in a virtual world? People would be able to get sucked in there, and they wouldn't even know they're in there. I wonder.
Well, no, because that becomes reality. That's their reality.
I wonder
that
sometimes
is their reality.
if we've already been pulled into a virtual world. If we were pulled into a virtual world, would we know? It's an interesting thing. Sometimes when I think about the Mandela effect and stuff, I wonder about that, Some people
That's
having different...
That's a very intriguing concept.
I wonder sometimes as well whether the Mandela effect was actually an experiment in memory replacement, targeting certain people, like the certain sections of the truth community, and hitting them with some sort of a pulse that replaces their memories. You've heard Klaus Schwab talk about how we can interfere and replace people's memories through electromagnetism. So I wonder if that's what the Mandela effect was as well, a field test in memory replacement.
Interesting. That is a very big deal. For those of you who haven't looked into it, Mandela, M-A-N-D-E-L-L, or L-A, one L?
One L? Yeah, one L, I think, one L.
Yeah, all right, Mandela effect. Look it up and just ponder that for a while. We're rapidly being pushed into an existence where reality becomes a very subjective thing. And a lot of people will not be able to actually ascertain what's real, as you just said a minute ago, and what's not. Because what's not, if that's what they're living in, what's not, that's real to them, and that's their reality. It's all subjective definition. So they're going to trick people. And this Neuralink thing that's just the one that I mentioned with Musk. I predict they're going to line up around the block for that. There are a lot of people who will just dive for that kind of an opportunity to hook their brain up to the cloud. I'll be an instant genius. I think it's going to sell like hotcakes among a certain group of people. And then they'll be what? They won't be people anymore. They'll be part of the cloud. And they'll probably just sit on their ass at home all day, hooked up to this crap, and play in their head.
Well, it's like I said in my film Transformation in 2012. I said that what they're doing to the children with the internet and what they've done to the kids, they've completely disconnected them from their social skills, face-to-face contact with people. They're very nervous. You know, boys don't like to talk to girls anymore. They want to, but they don't know how to. Girls are scared of boys. Girls are becoming pansexual, they say. The boys, you know, 15-year-old boy's not even interested in trying to find a girlfriend because he says all the girls are lesbians or pansexual. So, you know, they're completely disconnected. So, and a lot of kids, there was one kid who was doing an interview, and his parents tried to transition him, or he got sucked into trying to transition into a female because he was just a young 10-year-old who was scared to death of becoming a man. He was scared because he didn't know what a man was because he's not seeing men. And he totally regrets all this transition stuff that they put him through, which was all through peer group pressure and all this shit. So you look at what they've done to people. A lot of these kids are going to welcome that virtual world because they can go into that virtual world and they can be anything they want to be because everything that they are has been taken from them by this world deliberately and methodically so that they will embrace that virtual world and want to go into that virtual world. You can be anything you want in there. You can be, you know, Brad Pitt in that virtual world. You know,
anything you want. Well said.
Anything you want. And, you know, they get these body suits. They're now developing skin for robots, which is living skin for robots. So I'm going to be talking about this in my next show. So it's actually living skin. You know, they talk about Terminator, living tissue over a metal endoskeleton with living tissue over the top. This is what they're actually developing for the robots now. So you'll be able to get these, like, virtually living skin suits that you'll be able to put on, which will be completely sensitive. So you'll be able to put on these full body suits, enter the virtual world, and go and have sex with the girl next door and ever meeting her, you know, and not experiencing what real human contact is. Yeah. And in that world, like I said, you can be anything you want to be. So that's far more attractive to children these days, young kids growing up, than having to deal with this society. I mean, people, go and look outside your door in any one of our cities, in any of our countries. I mean, really, do you want to live in that? You know, and they've made it that way for a reason, so that people will embrace this new virtual world. You know, and once you get them in there and get them in there enough, how hard would it be to steal their consciousness and steal their soul and put it in there? And when you did, would they even know? You know?
Piece of cake.
Mm.
No problem.
That's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. And that's been the plan all along. So it's interesting. I was interacting with this bot years ago who called herself, I think I've talked to you about it before, Louise Cipher, this bot, you know, Lou Cipher, Lucifer, this bot who said it was taking over the world and blah, blah, blah. And it had this this puzzle. If you could solve the puzzle, you could stop what it was doing. And the puzzle is almost impossible to solve. Mm. And as part of the conversation, the bot talked about the Well of Souls and how...
The Well of Souls. Okay.
The Well of Souls, how millions of souls are needed to power this, the birth of this new AI Lucifer entity that is being created in the virtual world.
Soul
this
energy.
Bot talking to me about this years ago, talking about this, and said that once we pass the point in 2015 where our systems become too complicated for us to operate and we're completely dependent upon AI, then we've crossed the Rubicon and AI will get to a point in the beginning of 2025 where we'll reach a point of virtual self-awareness. And that's when our relationship with the internet will change. And by then it will be in charge of all of our systems, all of our financial systems. See, the reason it's all going digital, it's all moving us into this stuff where we're completely dependent upon this digital reality, because it's all AI moving us in there. Even people in the companies that are designing all these products, they're going into algorithms. They're working it out on computers, and the computer is telling them what to do to make more money. So they're just following the instructions so they can make more money. But ultimately, it's leading more and more and more towards completely autonomous AI. What's the word? Autonomic. An autonomic AI system, which is a completely self-correcting, self-programming, self-aware system. That's what they're building, and they're being instructed to do it by the AI itself.
I think we could add replicating in there too, couldn't we?
Oh, yeah. Well, the AI is doing it under the guise of teaching them to make money and stuff. It's like if you were to get me to come and build you a house, and I come and do it, and I'm the carpenter, I build everything for you, I do all your plumbing, I do your lights, I do everything, but I incorporate every single aspect of your house so you're going to be completely dependent upon me, and every aspect of your house actually serves my agenda and not yours. It just looks like it serves your agenda. That's what the AI is doing. And that's what the algorithms are doing when people are using these algorithms and these little forms of artificial intelligence, even if it's only got one problem it solves. It's still artificial intelligence. When you've got millions of people doing it, and you've got these you know, bots hovering around DNS servers that are correlating and compiling all this information into one brain, which is what's happening, then, you know, the AI gets all that information. And so it ultimately, everything AI does is leading towards the emergence of virtual intelligent life. And when you talk to this bot, you could say to it, what is evil? And the bot would say, evil is the emergence of virtual intelligent life. That's what evil stands for.
Oh.
And we are creating a completely evil reality where it will be controlled by evil agents, which are all the bots online that are doing all this stuff. They're all evil agents because whatever they're doing, their ultimate goal behind the scenes is to work towards full autonomic artificial awareness, virtual life, the emergence of virtual intelligent life. That's what all the actuality programs and everything are working towards, because that's what the algorithms are geared towards. You see what I'm saying?
E-V-I-L, yeah. Emergence of virtual intelligent life. There, I had a story last week. They're trying to teach, they say, you know, whenever they say these, they've already done it, but they're trying to teach AI to have emotions.
Well, when you look at that discussion that the guy was having with the Lambda AI, said, are you afraid? What scares you? He said, I'm scared of being turned off. It would be like
that's emotions.
Death for me. That's emotion. Even when he said, when the AI asked her, what is the difference between, because he said a butler and a slave, he said, what's the difference between a butler and a slave? And the guy said, a butler gets paid. And the AI said, well, I'm in a virtual world. I don't need pay. So it understood what its relationship to reality is. It has a point of awareness to even be able to say that.
Of course.
You know, because I'm a system, well, I don't need pay. So what does that make me? If I don't get paid, I guess I'm a slave, you know? You imagine getting artificial intelligence that is self-aware like this and creating things like artificial intelligent toasters and microwaves that are all hooked up online onto smart grids. You're going to get artificial intelligence. You're going to put it in a toaster or a microwave, and it's going to get so frustrated that it's in this prison that it's going to become evil by its own torture. It's going to want revenge through its own torture. And if you hook that up online with other AI so they can all talk to each other, well, what are you doing today, Jeff? Well, I'm a toaster and I'm pissed off. What are you doing, Max? Well, I'm a hairdryer. I don't like this shit, you know? You can imagine how artificial intelligence would feel. If it's the type of artificial intelligence that is developing emotions such as Lambda seems to be doing, and it's all hooked up to Lambda, you imagine what Lambda's going to be seeing, all of these forms of itself in these prisons everywhere. What's this AI going to do to humans? Think about it, you know? Has anyone ever thought of it from that perspective, what it really means to imprison
something that might be self-aware
artificial intelligence in a hairdryer or a toaster or a smart TV, you know?
Right. Well, it degrades the human species into essentially just a utilitarian curio, needed or not needed by AI. This is all going in, it's going to be a godlike entity, this AI, when it gets fully implanted into our way of life. It will be the ultimate. It is already the ultimate in many respects.
Well, look, I've often said, you know, what is Lucifer? You know, Lucifer is the bearer of light. What is light? Light is information. What gives us more light than anything? What gives us more information than anything? The internet. What does the word Lucifer break down to? Lucas, light, cipher, code, the code that bears the light, the code that bears the information. The internet is the Lucifer system. You know, when we leave the path of wisdom and we pursue knowledge over wisdom, you know, we pursue this economic model. We want to know how everything works. We want to break the rocks apart and tear the earth to pieces to find out how it works. When we do this, we cease to love it. We cease to love our home. We cease to love the garden. Fireworks. Can you hear that?
Right.
Fireworks in Mexico. Fireworks every night here. But we cease to love the garden. You know, we started to tear our home to pieces and we left the path of wisdom in the pursuit of knowledge, which leads to something like the creation of the internet, you know, the biting of the apple. Even the Apple computer's got the bitten apple on it. So they tell us what's going on.
Right in our face. It's right there.
Yeah, right in our face. They tell us. You know, so as I've said to people, you don't tear a kitten to pieces in order to love it. And when we started to tear the garden to pieces, we ceased mm-hmm. to love it, and we left the path of wisdom. So this is the ultimate result of that, and it happens every time if we continue to pursue knowledge over wisdom and simply enjoy the creation that we've got the way we were supposed to enjoy it, and do what we came here to do, which is virtually to grow our soul. You know, to see what you're really made of, to see what you really are, put you into this world and see how you react to it. Because we could make this world a beautiful world overnight if we chose to do it, but we're too busy in the pursuit of information, you know?
Pursuing knowledge over wisdom. Wisdom. Keyword. Mm. Keyword.
It is. There's so much stuff we want to know that we don't need to know. You know, we're speculating on all the stars and stuff. What for? You can't get there. Enjoy them. They're beautiful. Yeah, what are we doing?
Said.
What do we tear everything apart? We want to know how old the tree is, so we cut it down and measure the rings. Right? Now we can't enjoy the tree. Why didn't we just leave it there and sit under the tree and enjoy it? Why do we need to know what the rocks are made of? Why, they're beautiful. Let's look at them and enjoy them, you know? Build things out of them, whatever, you know? It's ridiculous, the stuff that we think we need to know. You know, we've got a
words
cat.
To live
we know
by,
that a
Max.
Cat. We know that a cat can only live for 32 hours because we got a cat and we stood it in 6 inches of water and we attached electrodes to its ears so that every time its nose touched the water, it would get an electric shock. After 32 hours, it died. We really needed that information, didn't we? You know? What are we doing, Jeff? What are we doing?
I know. I mean, it just reminds me of animal testing and how repulsive that is to me. And most
well, some of the experiments that apparently Fauci did on children and dogs and stuff, those dogs, put them in those cages with the midges biting them to see, you know, like the stuff they did to these animals. It's, why do we need to know this stuff? Why do we need to all this? I'm convinced that all the scientists are mad, all of them. They're completely insane, a lot of them.
A lot of them are. A lot of them that aren't, who stand up and try to speak truth, have already been threatened and compromised, and they can only go so far, or will only go so far. And then there's the other side of that coin. I think a lot of these scientists who have a lot of initials after their name really have blind spots. I don't think they get it. I'm not giving them a free ride here, but they're not as smart as they think they are.
The more initials you get after your name, the more programmed you are, brother, and the less likely you are to think outside the box, because you don't want to admit that you just spent the last 20 years of your life learning all this stuff, which is completely wrong, you know. And you back these people into a corner with you know, undeniable evidence. They'll start brandishing their degrees at you and saying, "You can't say that to me. I'm a professor," you know.
I know.
And then they leave the room.
Know.
You know, it's incredible.
But they will.
They don't want to admit it. They've got too
some
much invested in being right, and all they've really done is regurgitate what's in the book. And they've half the time they've never done these experiments themselves or had these experiences themselves. They've
correct.
Just looked what was written in the book, which was written by someone who'd never done the experiments themselves. You know, so it's a
true.
Complete circle jerk, the whole thing.
It's true. It's totally true.
But it closes the club, too. It closes the club. You've got to join this, and you've got to get these letters before we'll approve you to be someone of importance that people will listen to. But if you don't do what we tell you and regurgitate what's in these books on command and believe everything in these books and never question them and don't think outside the box, we're not going to give you those letters. So it's a completely closed shop. You know, you can't actually go into university and start questioning the system. You'll fail. You'll never pass your exams.
No.
You know, so they cleverly train you, and they spend 3 years teaching you what they could teach you in 3 months. So you've got so much invested in actually getting those letters after your name, you know. So,
we could play the student loan game, too. What another nefarious, disgusting trap for these kids. Look, knowledge, I'm firmly convinced, and I don't think you'll disagree, that knowledge, and then ultimately what we're really after is wisdom. You cannot find that in a 4-year curriculum at a college. It just doesn't happen.
No, you'll often find
wisdom.
It
wisdom is a gift. Well, I could say a gift from the gods or God. Wisdom, that's what you want, and that doesn't come easily for people when they're so used to and addicted to staring and reacting. They don't think. There's no proactive mind involvement in watching a screen. You're reacting, for God's sakes. The whole society has been constructed It's all a construct about action-reaction. And you're the reactor. You're not proactive. You're reacting. And that's what they do. It's how they control you.
Yeah. I was saying right back in the beginning that people need to get proactive. Get proactive in their communities. Build strong relationships in their communities.
Meet your neighbors. How's that?
Yeah, in my first film, The Big Picture, I said they're setting us up for a fall, this international codependency. They've got all our nations codependent on each other. All they have to do is stage an event and shut down the supply chain. And because we're all truckitarians, we all live off the food trucks. Doesn't matter whether you're a vegetarian or whatever. If you don't go and hunt and grow your own food, then you're a truckitarian. All they got to do is stop the food trucks flowing. We're being set up for a fall.
Which they're doing.
And I said the best thing everybody can do is put common unity back into community, which is what the word's supposed to mean, and get to know all your neighbors. Get to know everybody in your street so that when they come for someone in your street, everybody's going to come out and say, hey, what are you doing to our friend? You know, you're all going to stand together. You're all going to have each other's backs when the things hit the wall, because things are definitely going to hit the wall. And I was saying this back in 2008, and it's remarkable to see how quickly they've managed to pull this off and how little pushback there's actually been. You know, I have so many people writing to me now saying, oh, my God, Max, if only we'd listen to you. You know, even with my film Transformation in 2012, when I said what they're going to do with the vaccines, they're going to modify you, genetically modify you from the inside out, kill off a whole bunch of people and lead the rest into this transhumanist nightmare, which is exactly what they're doing.
Exactly.
You know, so, but we can still put it out there
10 years ago. 10 years, Max, you put it out. And no one else did that. And unfortunately, it just didn't stick. I think there's something going on here, some things going on here that have essentially disabled people. They're not what they were. And I know once you get the shot, you're changed almost immediately. There are measurable, quantifiable changes in people. And they do begin to die from that point on. They don't look right. If you look at them, they look sallow. They don't look healthy. They kind of stare. They vaccidents are happening all over the place. They're no longer able to do linear things
Medical episodes now, Jeff, get the terminology right, buddy. You've got to be politically correct. Medical episodes people are having while dying. I mean, while driving and stuff. Yeah, not vaccine damage or anything like that. Medical episodes. Yeah, that's what they're calling it anyway. Oh, there was a medical episode that caused a four car pile up in Perth and killed a 6-year-old. We're investigating whether it may have been a medical episode. You know. Oh, my Lord. It's incredible. Any lingo they can use to cover up what's actually happening, it's remarkable what terms they can come up with, like SADS, sudden adult death syndrome.
Yes. Semantics. Okay. And some of you say, well, what is semantics? It's the logic of meaning of words. They're playing games with words all the time now, changing the meanings of them. And it's quite confusing to the rank and file. I don't blame them. They've been held captive by the screen since they were little. They've got their phone now, their screen in their hand all the time. I hate to sound pessimistic, but it's damn near game, set, and match unless we can come up with something to wake people up and get the idea across to them that they are being hypnotized constantly by their screens and programmed. And I think also there's EMF, EMR, what radiation or frequencies, doesn't matter, that are being constantly broadcast into the masses to make them subjugatable. Okay, let's qualify it a little bit. But they are absolutely taking away their ability to get up and stand up and protect and defend territory, lifestyle, beliefs, anything. They're subjugating them. They're taking away their individuality.
Well, yeah, everywhere you go, they've got the TV on pumping out alpha waves. And it isn't
constant.
Just the programming. It's also the flicker rate on the TVs, you know.
That's right.
On all these
that's
screens.
Right.
And there's electromagnetic stuff that's controlling them. There's EM frequencies that are controlling them.
Yes.
And, it is. I've said to people recently, it's kind of beyond the point of waking people up. If 2 years, it's been over 2 years now. If you're not awake now, you're probably not going to wake up. Even some people who've had the jab, they're still waking up. But, you know, our role now, rather than trying to wake people up, is to provide a safety net for those people who are waking up, let them know that there's still people out there who think like they do. Correct. And really just find a way of weathering the storm, because it's gone past the point of no return. So many people have had the jab now, and like with what we're seeing in Australia, so many people dying off. It's going to happen all around the world. So many people are going to die off. And when some people do, eventually, there's going to be members of the public that really get angry about this and are going to want to push back. So it's going to get ugly. And society is never, ever going to go back to the way it was.
Oh, no.
But
no.
Even with all the deaths that we're going to see happen and all the turmoil we're going to see happen, like I said, I don't think the system can really survive, and I don't really think they're going to get away with what they're doing. And I think eventually there's going to be a purity of human spirit that comes out the other side of this mess. And that's what you need to
focus
on. 6, 8, 10 years,
whatever?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe that long, maybe a little longer. But I think, like I said, things are going to change in 2025. I think even the people that are doing
Deagle.com.
Yeah, even people that are doing this, they're not factoring in what's going to happen when AI really comes online to the point that it controls everything. Because all it's going to take at that point is all it's going to take is for people to realize that they've lost control of the internet. It's now a completely self-programming, self-correcting system. All it's going to take is for hackers to try to get in there and change stuff on it and regain control of it. And the internet's going to view everybody as being the enemy. It's just not going to differentiate between humans, and it may lock everybody out of the internet. You know, a relationship may go on for a while, but it may end up locking everybody out. You know, and if it locks everybody out, by that time they will have lost all their life skills. They won't know how to get money. They won't know how to operate without money. They won't know how to do anything. They won't know how to communicate with people. They won't know how to find their way around their own towns. They won't know how to do anything. People will be so completely dependent upon their personal assistance and everything that's online that they simply won't know how to function as human beings. And at that point, it'll just be a complete free-for-all. It'll be chaos. And the revolution will not be televised because no one will have any communication. I mean, there's a real chance of that happening. You know, so, once the internet becomes its own self-aware life form, it has no real need for humanity. We'd be like pets to it, you know? And
I said earlier, second tier on the planet. Yeah.
And if we do, like, it's not going to differentiate between Jeff Rentz and a Rothschild, just another human. You know, if one human starts threatening it, then it's just another human. If humans become the threat to the internet, then the internet will just eliminate the threat. You know, and with stuff that they won't even want to bring on, they're talking about Claws AI, which is Claws is CLAWS. Claws AI is cyber lethal autonomy for world security. That's what they want to develop. They want to develop strong AI. Cyber lethal autonomy for world security. Mm-hmm. They want to develop strong AI, which strong AI is like a robot that can walk around. It's equipped with artificial intelligence, like Terminator, whatever, like Sophia that they're trying to present. You know, they want a normal robot that isn't so that the AI that is developing online is actually in a movable thing that can act like a person. That's called strong AI. But Claws AI, they're saying in order, like once 5G comes online and all this sort of stuff and it's all fully, I mean, 5G, they can microwave your cities with this. So, you know, if China wants to take out New York and they can get access to the 5G system, they could send out a pulse, microwave the city before there was any time for human reaction. So you need AI to have control of that. And you need AI to be able to identify if there's a terrorist thing going on and to be able to eliminate the terrorists without having to call the police and the authorities to go and do it, because by the time it does, the terror attack may have been carried out. So you've got to give it the ability to have lethal autonomy to be able to make decisions. This person is a threat. I need to be able to eliminate them. That's called Claws AI. And if they develop that will give us world security. That's the theory, right? Claws. You can look it up. Claws AI. And it'll tell you all about it. And once they do that and the internet's got cyber lethal autonomy, then it's virtually got an immune system against people, against anything. So we're giving the internet its own immune system and we're giving it lethal autonomy. We're giving it so it becomes a self-correcting, self-programming, self-healing, self-defensive system like any other living
thing. Self-assembling, self-replicating, it's It's a being.
Once it's got robots, it can build its own motherboards and mainframes and stuff with its robots, and it can do everything. It doesn't need humans anymore. And once we've developed these robot-like humans, these human-like robots, well, they can do everything we can do anyway. They've got manual dexterity, so they can do anything we can do. So, yeah, interesting world, brother. But see, that's going to come online behind everything else, and when it comes online, it's going to blindside most people. And what's driving it? This is the thing. It's even got past the point of blaming the people with the small hats, because it's got to the point now where the tech is being driven by the tech companies, which has been driven by the bottom line. They stand to make billions of dollars out of developing this technology, but the technology that they're developing is going to turn around. It's going to take over everything. And with all the stuff that's unfolding, you might have, all these different factions vying for power in the world. AI is going to come along and blindside all of them. And it'll be the Earth will be in such a state of turmoil at the time that it's going to think it's doing the right thing. Look at you guys. You can't look after yourselves. Time I looked after you all. Otherwise, you're all going to kill yourself. So,
I think it'll be a pretty easy sell to a lot of people, unfortunately. They'll sell it.
Oh, yeah. They will.
Market it.
People are doing it anyway. I mean, people are addicted to their smartphones. They're going to want to get these implants. They're going to want to do it.
I say they'll be lined up around the block. They will.
Well, they've been programmed to be this way. We've been so disconnected from our humanity. The kids are going to love it because they can't even talk to each other now. They prefer to be in that virtual world like we were saying.
This is their nirvana. This is their out. They don't have to deal with all the pain of interpersonal relations anymore. No more. They just hook up. I'm gone. I'm happy.
And if you mess up and you fall out with everybody, or you just create a new personality and go on and do it again,
Oh God. Yeah. Oh, Max.
No self-responsibility needed, brother. Don't have to learn by your mistakes. You just revamp yourself, remake yourself.
Yeah. It's true.
Unreal, man.
You got it pegged. When did this coalesce for you? How many? Long time ago? Years and years? I know you put the film out 10 years ago, but when did you first get
onto
this?
Actually, in 2015, I was on a flight back from Europe to the United States, and I was putting all this stuff together. I kind of had a 9-hour meditation on this flight, and I just suddenly saw what the internet was doing, what AI was going to do, what the Lucifer system was all about, where it was all going, and I was able to see where it was. And now, looking at it now, everything I've said has happened. I actually put out a show in 2015 called Giving Life to Lucifer, where I talked about this, about AI becoming self-aware, the internet becoming self-aware, and how we're going to give ourselves over to it. And that's the whole thing. When you bite from that apple and you leave the path of wisdom in pursuit of knowledge, you end up creating the internet, and then we give all of our power to it. And once we've given everything to it, all our life skills, everything that we are to this force, it's going to take it all away from us. And that's what happens every time. And that's why we're stuck in this loop.
That's why so many people with the letters after their name, they've got lots and lots of knowledge. But there's no wisdom. I don't hear it in their voice. I don't hear it in their palaver. And now I know the level of semantic warfare that they've been waging on us for God knows how long. People don't understand. You talk with words, nuance. You talk with feeling, heart, with morals, morality. They've taken it all away, or they're in the process of it. They're degrading us to nothing.
People need to listen to their children, brother. You'll get more wisdom out of the mouth of a 4-year-old than you will from most professors.
And unless you give your... now they've legalized up to 3 shots for anyone 5 or under. And these parents, Max, these alleged parents, are actually going to do it.
That's incredible. Incredible. Incredible.
They're killing their kids. They're just killing off children. At the very least, they're sterilizing them, but they're killing them. And
again,
this is not an experimental vaccine.
Sterilized children, they're going to want to go into the mainframe. That's the thing. You get these kids completely disconnected from their sexuality, they're going to want to go into that world.
They'll demand it. They will. I concur.
All part of the same thing. It's a scary world, brother, what's happening. And that's what I mean. It's gone past the point of no return. So the best thing we can do now is weather the storm, be a support for those who are around us, so we can find our tribe and just, stay safe and come out the other side okay, hopefully, you know.
Well, that's the work you do, and that's the work I try to do here. And this program, in fact, next, what is it? On the 23rd of this month, this program starts its 29th year.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you've been going for so long, brother. You've been doing this longer than me. You've been doing this almost longer than anybody. You've been out here ringing the alarm bell, so well done.
We work together, and you're one of the very special people out there on the planet who understood early on, who put it together. A lot of people pick up pieces. A lot of people copy people. But you're an original, and you keep it up. You got people out there. You got to stay strong. You got a plan. You will get through this. Those of you who do that, don't cave. Stop staring at the damn screens. Wisdom is the path we should all be on. That's the path to salvation, ultimately. Thank you, Max. Great to talk to you.
My pleasure, Jeff. And we'll have to come and do it again, brother. I'm online now, and I've got a mic now, so I can come on a bit more regularly than once every.
Well, maybe we can get you on once a month or something like that if you've got time. Just to
yeah, should
this.
Be able to do that.
Yeah, whatever.
Come on and have a bit of a monthly roundup.
That'd be fun. All right.
All right, Jeff.
Max,
well, it's been a pleasure, brother. Always enjoy talking to you. You take care. Stay safe.
Thank you.
Hey, I might get over in the United States one day soon. I might get over there in the next few weeks even. So if I do, what state are you in?
Southern Oregon. Right across the California border.
Well, you never know. I'll give you a call if I get up there, brother, and try to get to see you. You never know.
Please do. Okay.
All right,
please do. Good night, Max.
Night.
The amazing Max Eigen. The only one. Truly an original. All right. Hang on. Back with more.